I am. I don't know why my stomach's growling. I had a really lovely lunch that I made for myself out of the scraps at home. Don't you love when you can do that? And all of a sudden it comes together.
Just
and it's
bits
amazing.
Of cracker and stuff you find there in the back of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love when I go to a Tesco and they're selling off the deli stuff at half price, like whole cooked chickens for half price.
Yeah.
And you buy one and they're cooked far better than I could ever cook, and they're fresh.
Because it's on a rotisserie.
Yeah, it's on a rotisserie. It's proper, yeah. And it's fresh, and you get it for half price, and it does it for 2 days.
Winning. Yeah.
Is it...
Only 2 days, a whole chicken?
Rory looks like he's trapped. Oh, shit. She's figured me out.
No, but
I've got to run.
Only 2 days?
Yeah.
No, I mean, two days.
Half a chicken each day.
No, I guess I meant
they're
wow,
not big chickens.
2 days. Okay.
You mean like...
Oh, you thought that was...
I thought that was quick. Yeah.
Yeah, quick.
Yeah.
Not for most people. For me, it's kind of...
De rigueur. But do you eat it for 3 meals a day, or you just...
No, I'd probably have it for like...
Oh, shit, mum's here.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Put out the cigarette. Where's the breath mints? Give me the breath mints. Jesus, she's freezing. She's probably going to be in a bad mood.
We're
going to
get it all. We're going to get it into years.
Someone's been drinking at work today.
Yeah, right. God. Thank you, Annie, please, because I want to get fired. No, I really do.
Okay, well, let's see what we can
do
about
that's
it.
That's a fun game. I'm sure we could do some amazing things to try
there
to get
was
fired.
There was a Channel 4 hidden camera show called The Sack Race, where there was two different people starting two different jobs, and the manager of the place, whatever it was, shop or whatever, knew what was going on, but everybody in the shop else didn't. And they had to get fired as fast as they could.
You talked about this in another podcast. Do you know that?
Fuck you.
I haven't heard it.
You don't listen to the podcasts.
I do.
I take part in most of them.
Was there a podcast where it was just you and me?
Maybe.
Okay.
I swear to God, I was probably talking me. I was talking about wanting to get fired, and you're like, you know, there's a program on Channel 4 called the Great Potato Suckers.
Shit, she has my voice down.
Hey, Mark Hudson.
Well, you're all very welcome once again to the... I said the Eagle Lounge, that was the previous podcast. Sorry about that. The Goose.
The Goose Podcast with Annie Gill.
And Mark Canton.
And Brendan O'Donoghue.
And Rory Brosnan.
Here we are now.
Well.
Today's...
What a week it's been.
A little bit of small talk. I'm not going to dive straight in.
You got to warm them up. Warm them up.
What a week, huh?
Rubs and cuddles.
Annie, Mark, and myself were in a play.
Did it take place?
Took place on Friday and on Saturday.
It was kind of a work in progress. It's not the full...
It wasn't the full...
It's a whip.
It's the beginning. It's chapter one.
And what adventures did we have during the making of...
The week?
Moira seemed like she was in a... could have been in a production of Jackass the Theater Show. The way that she threw herself down a ramp on a wheeling office chair.
Hurling herself down the ramp. That's what I meant to say. Thank you.
Hurtling
toward Mark Canton as fast as I could.
I had to catch her, and who knew which way she was going to go this
time?
Sometimes
backwards.
She'd bang into the wall or the side of the ramp, and then she'd just ricochet off in a different direction. And I was like, all right, I've got to catch her this way.
You didn't seem bothered by it, though.
No, I managed it. You didn't crash into the wall once.
No, it was like we were a dance duo.
Yeah.
Mark pushed me around the room while I sang into a megaphone.
Mark managed to keep all of his bones intact as well, didn't break anything in the catching. Because, you know, she could have easily have come hurtling, you know.
And neither of us broke our deadpan, not once. Like, that was the other thing. So all this fun is happening and we're supposed to be, I mean, just totally as stiff as can be, like, the people... who are listening to this podcast are probably imagining what my face looks like right
now. I was
going to
say that was a great expression.
Also in the show, I covered a fella in cold clay. That was nice for
cold,
him.
Wet clay.
In the coldest room in the whole world.
And yeah, he had to, yeah, without a top. Guy.
Mark Canton covered the nicest man we've all ever met in the coldest
nicest
clay.
Nicest as in pleasant or best looking?
Just he all around.
Just pleasant, just a lovely man. Kind of both.
I realized as soon as I
he's
said that,
Rory,
that I put
you
on a spot because you're like, no, he's hideous, ugly, but he's very pleasant.
he's a very handsome, very kind-hearted person.
Okay. Yeah, I concur with everything Moira just said.
He may have hypnotized us like the Manchurian Candidate.
Yes! I just think about, like, imagine, I don't know, like, it was like Mark Canton covering a naked Jessica Tandy in clay.
Oh.
Why Jessica?
She's dead.
It does wasn't it even Jessica Tandy in the Manchurian Candidate, was it? No, it's Angela Lansbury.
No, it doesn't matter. I just remember about Jessica Tandy. Like, I was thinking about a nice old lady, and this Mark having to be like, slather her with clay. Just cold, wet clay.
It'd be awkward because Jessica Tandy's been dead a while, so there won't be much to cover in clay, probably.
I'm pretty sure. I mean Jessica Tandy when she was alive.
Okay.
And
what is all this, like, in hot in fucking 24? I want to score. Yeah.
No. I meant hot, like in
her body.
Just after
driving, cremated. In Driving Miss Daisy.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Like, you know, when she was smoking.
That'd be a really interesting fetish to have.
Octogenarian. Look,
if that's like the kind of lady you identify as being.
No, if you are listening,
Jessica Tandy,
or probably her Jessica Tandy's daughter. At
we
this
did this
point.
With Judy Dench before, do you remember?
Jessica Tandy, or her estate, or estate's lawyers. It was a joke. We're sorry. There was no slander. No.
I would love to make sweet, sweet love to the estate of Jessica Tandy,
or one of her lawyers.
Yeah, what's it when the lawyer has control over something?
Power of attorney.
Power of attorney.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some sweet power of attorney.
This actually, both these things we've just been talking about tie nicely to the subject of today's podcast, which is publicity.
Or as I like to call it...
Pubicity.
And... this idea of, I think we just gave Jessica Tandy some sweet, sweet publicity there.
We sure did.
Whether the listeners know of her
sweet,
or not.
Sweet, sweet pubicity, too.
Mark and his silvery pubes.
No. Edit that out. No.
All right. Publicity is a funny one, isn't it?
It sure is. What's the worst publicity you've ever received?
I'll pass on that one.
No.
My name is always spelled wrong. It's like always spelled wrong. So I don't really know.
That's not really bad publicity.
What is that?
So this is probably a sensitive topic, but I
okay,
once...
Mark. Be strong.
Thank you. I once was involved in a show with Annie called Jumping Off the Earth. And initially, the idea was that I was going to write a script, but then the director, Jose Miguel Jimenez, you can look it up, Jose Miguel Jimenez Gonzalez, it ended up being devised by Jose and the cast. And
then written by Jose.
Yeah, and then I didn't write anything. But the programs were kind of misleading and made it look like I wrote it, or I and Sean Dunn wrote it.
Yeah, had written it together.
So it got some bad reviews, and mostly the bad reviews were like, the script is awful.
Yeah.
The cast and the director try and make up for this, but oh my god, Mark Canton is just trying on. And it was on like national radio, it was on RTE radio. They were talking about me, like, and he calls himself a comedy writer. Yeah, he calls himself a comedy writer, but really, this is not funny, and he's just terrible. He's a terrible, awful man.
Oh my god.
Yeah, what did you end up doing? Bad. And actually, I think the full blame really goes on Keane O'Brien because he's the one who made the programs.
Yeah.
But Keane also, O'Brien. They were made before anybody knew what the show was
going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, so the whole thing, I mean, there were lots of things
falling
apart.
I didn't write this before you go to press with the program, make sure it doesn't say that I wrote it. But, you know, it kind of listed, I was on Seeds at the time, and it listed the seeds and said, Mark Canton, writer seed. But it didn't say, so it made it look like I was the writer of the show. It was just listed me as a writer
yourself
in general.
Yourself and Sean.
Is this 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Could have been, yeah.
And did he write it? Did Sean write
No,
it?
Sean didn't write it. Sean
so
wrote
neither
less
of you.
Than me. No, neither of us wrote it. One of the reviews was Sean and me got slated, and then the other one, RTE, just decided Mark Canton, he's the guy. It's his fault. They didn't even mention Sean.
Yeah, that was not great.
So that was some bad publicity for something that I didn't even do.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if I got bad publicity for something I didn't do in high school, not in the same level, obviously, because you're in high school and it doesn't matter. But I was blamed for telling on these two girls that they had been smoking pot. And I knew that they'd been smoking pot, and I hadn't told. And I was considering telling on them, but I didn't. And my best friend did tell on them and then kind of let me take the fall for it, as well as
Whoa.
Herself. She didn't deny that she had said something, but she also didn't deny that I had also...
Not said something.
That I, yeah. So everyone at school thought that two of us had done it, when really I had nothing to do with it. So
she wanted,
it's a quick way to get blacklisted in yeah. junior year in high school.
Yeah, that's an important time.
In boarding school. And girls are meansies. So I had a pretty hellish last 3 months of my junior year of high school, which
Ouch.
Wasn't great. Yeah.
And did you take it out on her?
No, funnily enough, I didn't. Because I think I knew that she actually had done the right thing, because basically we were proctors, and so were the girls who had been smoking pot. So for them to have been doing that was really, really poor form. But at the same time, you kind of just say, take the high ground a little bit, because they're your friends. But it was a bit of a holier-than-thou move. So I was considering it. But I actually don't think I knew that Claire had really done it until... later. Anyway, it was a whole tricky thing, but yeah, no, I went through the last half of the junior class not speaking to me.
Well,
for 3 months.
About that reunion?
My 10-year high school reunion is in October. And actually, now everyone's fine because you just get over all that shit. But
sure,
yes,
you get over it, don't you? No, you
no,
don't.
No, you don't.
I hope you catch some smoking pot again.
I hope they catch you smoking pot.
Yeah, that would be the best.
The best.
I was a little prude in high school, though. Like, I did need to loosen up a little bit.
Wait, your 10-year high school reunion?
Yeah. I graduated high school in 1999.
So,
oh, no, 10, 15. 15.
15K.
So, thanks, math genius.
Maybe you should
my one-year high school reunion.
Not
thank
sure you
God,
should.
Thank God I already finished all my degrees. Thank God
so
I've been awarded them. They can't take them back.
If Annie's high school is listing, you might want to de-graduate her.
So I don't know anything about publicity. I can't really... For some reason, except for my really witty joke about removing the L from the word, I couldn't really think about it in reference to myself in terms of stories that I had to tell. But I will say this, I have a job interview tomorrow.
Whoa.
So would you like to do some publicity here and now? Is that what this is about?
Please hire me.
That's
very good publicity. Are you at liberty to say what company? What
yeah,
business?
It's for this company that I really want to work for. It's a cafe in the basement of NCAD, and it's called Luncheonette.
Where is that?
The basement of NCAD. It's called Luncheonette.
Come on, Annie.
It's
Come
in
on,
the basement.
Work with me.
I don't know where NCAD is.
It's over Christchurch,
Thomas Street.
Oh, yeah.
So, near your house.
Yeah, not really.
Nah, it's pretty close.
I mean, it's in Dublin.
Well, it's in Dublin.
You know. Oh, wait, you don't live over there anymore. I was thinking about when you lived over at South Circular.
Yeah, South Circular, it is close to there.
It's
yeah.
near your house that you haven't lived in for a year and a half, Moira.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, so that's exciting. And
that
I'm really
very exciting.
Well, I just am at my wit's end with the place I'm at now, and I think
Jose Miguel Jimenez.
You know, Jose, being Jose's assistant is just, I'm over it, so... I just want to get my hands.
Especially because you take the flack for all of his bad writing, yeah. Especially his emails.
It's so funny that you're like, this is your time to be like, here's his name, world.
He's waited so long.
Well, maybe I should say that Jose is a very good friend of mine. That's why I feel at liberty to say his name over and over again and blame him for all that's gone wrong in my life. It's your fault.
Yeah.
And he won't listen. Oh, man, yeah, the podcast.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that. Oh. I meant to.
Wait a second. What about you, Rory?
Well, I have the opposite of bad publicity. I have good publicity. When I was in fourth class, the teacher gave us like a writing assignment to do. And it was actually a test. And the two best in the class got picked to be on the new school newspaper.
Uh-oh.
And I was one of those two people. So I got onto the new school newspaper. And I wrote a few articles, and I think they were pretty good. For I must have been, I don't know, 8 or 9 time. Anyway, so I got picked to be on this paper, and I wrote a few articles, and I think they were reasonably good.
Well, you've got one of them right there, Rory. Why don't you read it out?
Well, I'll get to that in a little bit. But then I had
I think we should hear it now. No.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Let's
look, hear you it. Read a sentence, then I'll read a sentence.
All right. The new housing development in Onewee is quite spectacular.
Well, I am on tenterhooks.
I don't know if stucco was the right decision for the outside of the buildings. However, the creamy colour blends nicely with the hill behind.
Sounds like an opinion piece.
Does indeed.
Bill Hendricks of Hendricks Construction Limited said that he was very excited about the development.
The O'Connell family is the first family to be moving in to number one on the north side of the street.
Yes. So that was the gist of my first article. In hindsight, a bit
you really stuck it to Bill Hendricks.
That's great.
Like, it was about time that guy got his comeuppance.
So, anyway, I wrote a few articles, and then I got assigned to do a report on the county hurling final, the senior county hurling final.
Bum,
okay?
Bum, bum!
Right? And I plagiarized word for word the news report from the Cork Examiner, written by Michael Ellard, the senior sports correspondent with the Cork Examiner. I was in fourth class, I was 8 or 9, I plagiarized it word for word, and it was published, and I got away with it, nobody said, what's going on with this kid, or whatever, except I didn't destroy the evidence. I bundled up the newspaper into an old shoebox, and my dad, who was a journalist,
for
at the same paper, either he or my mum found it, and I was rumbled.
What happened?
Your dad wrote an article about you.
About you being a plagiaristic little shit.
Yeah. What
I don't think they actually told the teachers, but I do know that
you were in a cage for several days.
Yes, that was normal punishment for not eating my bacon and cabbage. No, I did. I do know that I did have the opportunity to redeem myself by writing an article after that. That was all my own work, and it met my father's approval.
Oh, that's good. All right, good.
Mazel tov.
You know what? Speaking of writing, talking about writing, I had something I was hoping you guys could.
Were I camera, Nokia would I be? Were I Thatcher, Bobby Sands I would free. Were I flower, I would be spelt. Were I leather, I would be your belt. Have a cocktail, Mickey, and get Danielle over here. Let's listen to records and start with Burning Spear. Here, have this milkshake. It's made of metal. I'm a rustic stone from far off Shtetl.
It's a shtetl. It's
shtetl. Do yourself a favor and call the police. Fart in the corner on a pizza piece.
Here we go.
By Moira Brady Averill.
I am so quitting Goose. Okay,
in that case, here are my questions about publicity. Has publicity, either good or bad, turned you off seeing something that you were really excited to see?
The publicity for Anchorman 2.
Yeah, I was going to bring this up because everybody says that turned them off the film.
Yeah.
What is
I also heard it was a shit film.
It was a shit film.
I didn't see it because I was turned off it. Because they seemed so desperate, they were like, we'll come to your country, wherever you are. We will come if you will watch this film. Please, please watch this film. It's like, you're really desperate to publicize this film.
I don't understand what they did.
Well, like, they just seemed to be everywhere for a while. It was just like all four of them came to Dublin.
And they had pints and toners, and that was a part of their publicity.
And, you know, we're just on all the shows and just endlessly, like, ads inserted into, like, they were talking about, there was a clip on the internet where they were talking about Love Hate, the Irish drama show. Just like, we'll talk about your stuff. What is it you want us to talk about? We'll do anything, please.
And then Will Ferrell kept doing
Will Ferrell's accent that you just keep doing over and over again so well.
I have many leather-bound books in my room. That's perfect, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, it's almost exact.
On you.
Will Ferrell also did that thing where he kept doing actual real news, like really read the news out in a few different stations in the States. It's like, What?
And also, then the trailer, from what little I saw of it, just seemed to be referencing the old jokes. It was like, do you remember how Anchorman 1 was really good? And that was all. We have no new jokes. I promise you. There's not one new joke in this film. We promise you. It's all just references to... Have you ever, inside your own social circle, tried to publicize something? Like, for example, trying to give yourself a nickname. Or... You know,
like
trying to get word out amongst your friends that you're really good at tennis or something, or you have a big penis.
Self publicity.
Why would you want your friends to think you have a big penis? Like, because they're just your friends.
Yeah,
but they might have female friends, you know, that aren't in your circle. That word might filter out.
Word would spread.
You know.
Do people care about that stuff?
Well, I was just throwing it out as a hypothetical. It's not that I've actually done it.
Put your big penis back in your pants.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need to, because obviously we all know. Everyone talks about how big my penis is.
Yeah.
I mean, it stares you right in the eye.
I found out recently that someone I know has a very small penis, and it makes me happy. Because he's not very nice.
Oh, how did you find out he had a small penis?
I don't want to talk about why or how.
Okay.
It just that,
you can't give details.
Can't give details, but
and
it
you
did
can't
find
give names.
Out.
I mean, to give that name, that would be a sort of a social
we
killing.
We can't.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. It's like
Jose Miguel.
Oh, revenge is so sweet, isn't it, Mark? Can I right now try to affect the nickname for myself?
Yes.
It's not a new nickname. It's an old nickname.
Okay. What is it?
Froz or Brozzy.
Like
I don't think you want either of those nicknames.
Braz, B-R-A-Z.
Braz, B-R-O-Z.
Brazzy sounds like some kind of Australian.
Brazier.
No, you're not feeling it at all. Okay. No.
Brazzy.
I like bras. Because I like saying bras because ladies' boobs are covered in them.
Infinity.
Oh, you know, bras.
Ladies' boobs are covered in bras.
Yeah, I got shut down.
Brazzy.
Really, really immediately there. I was like a wall of like, no.
We, as your PR people, your publicity relations people, say, nyit.
Nyit.
Listeners, I'll miss you for 2 weeks. I'll be in the United States. If there's anything you want from duty free, feel please. Thank you.
Feel please.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Go get yourself some good publicity. Call your mom.
Because you should, because something.
Moms are great at good publicity. They're the best PR people.
The
they talk
moms.
You up to all their
some.
Friends.
Some. You know, my mother's very nice and all, but I often feel like she's just telling the stupid stories about all her children. That's the story she likes to tell to her friends. Oh, God, my son is so stupid.
That's the difference between American and Ireland, folks.
There it is. That is the difference. See you on the flip side.